This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. Friday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact Series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. That's very good advice. And it don't cost you nothing. Check them out indeed. There are a couple of guys out there that write on the gun topic that are in what I would consider to be the more mainstream media segment. Most of them that write about it haven't got a clue what they're talking about, but there's a couple that do. And my next guest is one of them. Joining me again, the best-looking writer at townhall.com, Matt Vespa. I don't care who you tell that I said that either. We got Matt. Do we have Matt? I hear something in the background.
Nope, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay,
thanks.
All right.
Thanks for having me on. How are you?
Did you catch my introduction? I want you to be sure and spread that throughout the town hall office, how you're the best
sure.
looking writer. I think
sure.
You be sure and do that now, especially when Kate Pavlik is in the office, too. Make sure she knows it, too.
I'll be sure to spread it.
That's right. Toss your brown, black tresses all over the place with a shake of the head and let her know who is in charge.
Well, she's my boss.
Well, but she's not the best looking. So there. Anyway, you know, sometimes I try to use logic and sometimes not. Your boss last year was writing an article about, I guess you and everybody there at Town Hall probably felt it throughout the United States, how we were all hoping that deadly scourge that nobody really knew existed as a designation, the dreaded green tip 855 ammo, was going to go away and then everything would be good.
Yep.
And they decided, and the ATF just arbitrarily decided to do that. And you recognize that, of course, they didn't do that. And what's been the outcome of all of that?
Well, the outcome was that the ATF backed away, and they said it was a publishing error. They said initially that, and of course, Katie has more on it. It was her story. I just decided to commemorate the one-year anniversary.
Right.
Last year, the ATF released their new regulation. They changed the MA green tip ammo, the MA 55 ammo, which is commonly used with AR-15 owners. they removed the exemption from it, so it will be reclassified as armor-piercing, which since, like, 1968 has armor-piercing rounds are not for civilian use. So it would have, you know, it's kind of like, in a sense, if I can't take your guns away or if I can't impose restrictions that limit one's access to firearms, I'll just take the ammo. And, you know, there was a comment period. For this new regulation, I believe the NRA's website, I believe there were about 80,000 Americans who submitted comments.
Sure.
53 senators and 230 members of the House of Representatives that opposed it. You know, I think I believe the reason was law enforcement safety. The range I go to, one of the range masters, said that, you know, that's hardly accurate. I mean, name me one police officer who was killed in the line of duty because of a green tip ammo. That's just not the case. And, they just backed away. So it was a publishing error. Said nothing, there was nothing to analyze. I believe that was, almost a verbatim quote from the ATF Twitter account. And,
right.
Yeah. Hey, we're here. We're here, Bill. And the sky hasn't fallen.
Do you know why they switched from 193 to 855?
I do not know that. No, I'm not.
193 was more lethal than 855. 855 is faster.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't tumble as bad. The M193, the 55 grain, it has a boat tail on the back of it, and it has this little wobble as it's going down range front to back. And when it hits soft tissue, if it hits bone, if it hits you in the shoulder, it can tumble around and come out your opposite hip. It's just bad. But see, 55 grain is lightweight. It is fast moving, but it's not going to take out most of your, it's not going to punch through a lot of body armor, which combatants would be wearing, not necessarily cops. But when they said that about the 855, when they were coming out with it, you know, I've got like 7,000 rounds of M193 laying around here. I was like, big deal. So what? I don't like having the humane ammo. So
yeah,
I didn't think it was a good idea. But once again, it wouldn't have done anything because the profile still would have been out there in 223. There's 62 grain.
Mm-hmm.
223 out there that they would not have touched, and it's all just mirrors and everything. Now, they haven't touched it. They haven't tried that at all, have they? Not since.
No,
they haven't
not
looked
really.
At
but you know, speaking of which, right now in Maryland, there is an appeal going down with Colby V. Hogan over whether or not the we have a constitutional right to own semi-automatic AR-15 rifles.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there. I mean, listen, with anything, baby steps, it's a good thing that the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals said, hey, let's send this thing back down and apply it to a stricter legal standard, which means that those who are for it can't argue before a judge and say, well, this is for public safety, ergo constitutional. Has to be a little more in-depth than that. So that's a good thing. Bad thing is they said that the ban could be in place during the legal proceedings. So we'll see what happens. It might go up to the Supreme Court. You never know. Unfortunately, the outcome of which is dubious now given the tragic passing of Justice Antonin Scalia.
Right.
His body is now in repose at the Supreme Court. Thousands have lined around to pay their respects. And, thoughts and prayers to his family, of course.
I heard that Obama spent almost a quarter hour there.
Yeah, but he's not going to the funeral, which has caused some slight controversy.
Look, man, when you set a tea time, there's certain things you just can't give up.
Well, we don't know if it's golf or not. That, I mean, which again is kind of a weird. They're not giving us really an answer. I mean, even the L.A. Times. There's a columnist in L.A. Times yesterday. Forgive me, I forgot his name, but he said this is kind of not a good thing, especially when you have a Republican Senate who basically runs the table on the judicial nomination here. You know, if they can refuse to hold a hearing, you kind of maybe want to curry some good favor with them, going to the funeral. I mean, but hey.
Either way you used it would have worked. Coming up on the first break, tell everybody about Matt Vespa. We're coming up on the first break. Matt has he worked for CNSNews.com. Been interviewed there once before. I thought they were very nice. You worked, the AFP has awarded you, and you are now the associate editor at townhall.com. And you get your stuff right on the gun thing, which I fully appreciate. He's going to hang on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Yes, sir. Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ah, yes. Friday evening with kindred spirits. Nothing better on this planet. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This port, well, we'll do that later. We'll talk about G-Code later on in the show. My guest this hour from townhall.com is Matt Vespa. Matt, with some stories that you write, sometimes, depending on who's in power, you can take the main story and just leave that in place with the names taken out, use it as a template, can't you? Because right now this setup on the next Supreme Court nomination, that table was set by people like Schumer and Obama in 2007, wasn't it?
Yes, and well, not really. In both parties have had their hand in kind of politicizing the Senate's duty, so to speak, on nominations. I remember Senator Orrin Hatch in 2008 was somewhat disconcerted by the backlog in circuit court judge judicial nominations and said, "It is our duty to get these done." But of course, you know, you have Obama voting to try to filibuster Alito's nomination, and after that, and the Gang of 14 deal, which pretty much averted Senate Republicans from the nuclear option, which Harry Reid employed in 2013.
Right.
You know, you have, you had Senator Schumer saying, you know, we are not going to appoint or, you know, entertain a Bush appointee to the Supreme Court if it happens, of course.
And there was 18 months left in his term at that time, right?
Yeah, about, and now, you know, that was basically because they were feeling pressure from the liberal base after, getting through Alito and a few circuit court judges. And now, of course, you know, since that's been dredged up, and Obama's remarks about Alito being dredged up, you know, you have Schumer saying, oh, well, you know, of course, we would have entertained a vote if this hypothetical nominee were to come to before the Senate. Of course, no one should believe that. This is Monday morning quarterback. Everything's 2020 in retrospect. And, you know, it's just disingenuous. It gets back to what Chris Christie was saying before he dropped out about how people in, you know, legislators in Washington, you know, partake in these Washington gymnastics. They have these talking points and they can finagle their way out of being directly accountable to the voters. Of course, you know, in Schumer's case and Obama's case, they're both from deep blue states. It's not like people are going to vote them out because they, you know, they accept them, upset them, excuse me.
Right.
So, you know, it is kind of sad because if you go back, you know, to the 60s and 70s, you know, judicial nominations were voted down for legitimate reasons. Abe Fortas under Johnson, Mr. Tubin at Commentary Magazine noted this. You know, he was rejected off of ethical issues. I think there was a Nixon appointee whose name eludes me. Again, forgive me, but I mean, he had made certain racial remarks 20 years prior to his nomination.
Right.
And then, you know, came Robert Bork, who basically was guilty of being a brilliant jurist. And
he was so badly messed up, they refer to that process now as being Borked.
Yeah, exactly, being Borked. And, you know, it was Ted Kennedy and Senator Joe Biden who led the charge and first politicized, casting the first stone, in my opinion, of politicizing the judicial nomination process. So here we are now. And, you know, we're going to hear, you know, Obama's basically saying, you know, he has a constitutional responsibility to nominate. Of course he has a constitutional responsibility to nominate someone to fill the vacancy. He can nominate all he wants. He can nominate Captain Kangaroo.
Yep.
But in terms of holding a hearing and a vote, it's up to the Senate, and we'll see what happens if they hold the line on this.
Well, they have
to. The court has functioned before with a 8-member court, I believe in 1945. There was, Justice Robert Jackson took a year-long absence to serve as chief prosecutor for the Nuremberg trials against Nazi war criminals. Justice Felix Frankfurter wanted him to go, and this was at a time, allegedly, based on the Washington Post, that the workload for the Supreme Court was a lot more vigorous, and, you know, the country didn't collapse. We're still here, aren't we, Bill? So
I think
after the election is not too much of a obstacle, despite the saber-rattling from Harry Reid and others.
Well, you know, as far as Harry Reid is concerned, I will be one of the most happy people when he finally does retire. Of course, that means that it means that whatever the whichever those Las Vegas tough guys beat him up with that weight machine, they'll have more access to him. And for that, I will be sad for him. But then on the other hand, I you know, every time I see him get up there and talking, I'm just thinking, well, that could have been Sharon Angle. I mean, how good could it have been then? I mean,
yeah. But at the same time, since he is there, just take it Senate senioritis. I mean, he's out of there January 2017. He's just saying whatever he wants. I mean,
sure,
with no consequence. So it's just you know, whatever. He's gonna go off the cuff and say, you know, yeah, go ahead.
The thing you were talking about, the Beltway cuff, where they get up there and they have these same talking points, and it's like a floating, never really evolving script that everybody accepts. You've seen these legislatures and assemblies and parliaments and everything across the oceans and everything, where they get into fist fights when they have an ideological disagreement. There's a part of me, Matt, that wants to issue cricket bats to the House and to the Senate, and then turn out the lights whenever they're having one of these supposedly vicious debates. And I just want to see what I'd be willing to bet. We turn them out, we turn them back on. Everybody's looking around like, didn't we pay the bill? But nothing's going to happen because our people are just way too civil. I just don't get it. I don't like it at all.
Well, I mean, there was somewhat of an incident like that over slavery, I believe. Was it 1856 when Senator Charles Sumner was caned?
Yeah, but, you know, when I know
I'm going really far back with that one. I'm sorry.
I remember that some guy was talking and Pelosi crossed the aisle to go tell him to sit down. He was insignificant, and I thought maybe that was going to be one, but pretty sure that dude could have taken Pelosi. Before we run out of time, then again, who knows? She liked that big hammer when she was the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, well, she's probably not going to see it for another generation. The way that the legislatures are lined up, the way, you know, it should be Republican for the next generation. Some people say, don't be shocked if that's the case. So.
Oh well, that's just too bad. Well, you know, Obama, their savior tore it up. They can live with it. Everybody, tell everybody how to find the good things at Matt Vespa and your colleagues at townhall.com.
Sure, you can read my stuff and my colleagues, Guy Benson and Katie Pavlich, at townhall.com. Follow me on Twitter at mvespa1, and we're there daily, every day.
If I'd ever wanted to change my name, it would have been to Guy Benson.
Well,
that's just a name, man. I mean, just,
yeah. You know, oh, that's a great name.
It is a great name. Yeah. But of course,
and he's a great boss too.
He's a great boss, but he, you know, you can have the greatest name you want, but if you're not the best looking, it don't matter.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, if you can see Guy Benson and Katie Pavlich on Fox News as well, because they're both contributors there. So.
Well, you're about to go on the road, aren't you? Aren't you about to get back on the road or something?
I was in Iowa. I think I'm here for the foreseeable future, but you know, you never know. But
thanks for joining me.
Find out.
All right. Be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
All right. Very entertaining in the chat room right now. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Best free advice I give out to anybody. Do we still have Matt? Is Matt still there? I thought that he only wanted to be on for the first two segments. If he's still there, we definitely go. It's not sound.
One more second.
Huh? Say again?
I can go for one more segment, though. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought you was only going to stay with me for a couple of segments. That's cool.
No, I'd be more than... I'm loosened up, and I'm just having such a good time being on your show, so I might as well stick around.
Got to get those shoulders. Well, check it out, man. I guess in Delaware right now, all of a sudden, you've noticed that they have become sort of a bunch of gunslingers, haven't they?
Yeah. I think sales have surged 26% from last year, and people are lining up for their permits. I think oftentimes you know, people in red states, yeah, you know, Republicans, conservatives, you know, we like Second Amendment rights, we like shooting guns, we like owning guns, we like exercising our Second Amendment rights, but so do blue states. And you see that in Massachusetts, you see that in Delaware, and people are lining up, especially women, keeping with national trends.
Right.
You know, women lining up for their concealed carry permits. Well, these two instructors that were interviewed by the News Journal in Delaware, a Delaware-based paper, one guy said 30% increase in female participation in his gun safety courses, and another, you know, so, yeah, it's people are – oh, no, sorry, I forgot. I'm sorry about that. There was an anti-gun student at the University of Delaware who they interviewed. She has now changed her mind due to the rise in crime in Newark. So, you know, hey, when there's 1,171 violent incidents in 2014 alone, I will be worried about my safety, too.
You know, by the way, I think you and I ought to try a ploy. We could say that we're in the media and go take a FN tour and maybe see if we could get a couple of those FN 45s that say Governor Jeb Bush on the top of them. That's in my state. I'll see if I can hook it up if you have the time to come down there. But anyway, the people that are the gun growing or the gun owning segment of society, there's more new people coming in than ever before, and most of them are women, like you were stating. How is this, and I haven't seen you write about this, but you have to have been a little intellectually curious about this. How is Bernie Sanders coming out of Vermont, where they don't have any state gun laws at all? How is that playing? Are the people of Vermont, I remember all the stories I was hearing coming out of Arkansas when Clinton was running, are the people out of Vermont going, well, you know, you drafted him?
Well, he is a very interesting, of many things, of course, your listeners know, he's a very interesting guy. I mean, listen, you know, with Bernie, you know, he's a self-described democratic socialist. You know, he's kind of quirky, he's kind of disheveled, he's out there. But I think he's authentic. I think he honestly believes what he's touting on the stump. And you know what? Listen, when he's compared to Clinton, of course he wins the authenticity battle. And you know, I gotta give him some respect for that. At the same, with regards to guns, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a weird position because he says, I am from a state that has virtually no gun control, but I'm for gun control. You know, and like, if you know, it's bizarre, but I think what he's trying to get at is he understands the cultural rural divide, sorry, the rural-urban divide, the cultural aspect of this debate that's often lost in the ether with many of the talking heads of the anti-gun movement. You know, it's, you know, Michael Bloomberg is the face of it. Michael Bloomberg is the mayor of New York City. You know, it's most people see that and they're like, okay, so this big billionaire, you know, city guy is trying to take away my guns. It doesn't go anywhere. But, you know, he thinks that he can bring, knowing that aspect of the debate, he thinks he can bring both sides to the table and hopefully hash out some quote-unquote common-sense solutions on gun control. You know, I'm skeptical of that. You know, I think that if any one of us sat down with Bernie Sanders for a beer and we discussed guns, I think that we would walk away from that table, not having our opinions changed, but at least having a respect for you know, each other's positions, which I think is lacking in many debates in our country. And you know, again, getting back to Scalia, I mean, Scalia and Ruth Bader Ginsburg were best buds,
yeah,
for the longest time, and I think we need a little bit more of that. And you know, I have seen anti-gun protests. When Obama had the town hall at George Mason University in Virginia, you know, a lot of them, you know, after a while they went away. But those who stayed and talked with us, because there was a counter protest on the other side, there was, you know, the anti-gun side and the pro-gun rights side.
Right.
You know, they were very reasonable people. They said, "Listen, we're not here. The Second Amendment is not up for debate. We understand that. We just want, you know, these common sense regulations to, you know, enhance safety." Right. So I think, in a sense, you have, you know, good people who are for gun control who are tragically being kind of led astray by the leadership.
Well, see, that's the thing, isn't it? All of these people that are reasonable, Mm-hmm. Do you think they are reachable? Are they educatable? If somebody were to sit down and say, okay, explain to me, give me an example of what you think a common sense gun control law that hasn't already been tried, mind you. I want something new. I don't want something that already exists somewhere, that we already see that it doesn't work. I want something new. What do you bring to the table? Because there is nothing for them to say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I think you did get some sort of kind of, you know what, maybe there is another angle to this, because their big thing, as you know, Bill, they're hung up on expanded background checks.
Right? Yes.
You know, why is that a bad thing? Why is that a bad thing? Well, you know, here's the thing. Obama wants to include background checks for private sales, right?
Right.
You know, as Senator Rand Paul said, aptly noted on The View a couple months back, you cannot have an effective system like that incorporates those types of sales without knowing every single gun sale that's happening all across the country. That is a national database. You need a national database for it to be effective, and that is just one step toward what Wayne LaPierre said at CPAC, I believe in 2013, which is either to take them or to tax them, and both are equally odious. So push that point forward, but be respectful, because you know at the beginning of this protest at GMU when Obama was having this debate, I got to tell you, it got a little heated. Yeah, one person calling was shouting to the other protesters, the pro gun side, that she was saying that they were terrorists. You had one lady who was saying, "Stay the hell on your side of the line." I mean, it got a little. When it devolves to that, you might as well just talk about sports, honestly. But
we're coming up on the next break. Can you stay for another 8 minutes?
Yeah, I can stay for.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Thank you, sir. Matt Vesely, you can catch him at townhall.com. All the time. Best looking one there, I'm telling you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warming up and then good things could happen. I'll have to remember that. I'll have to put that in the notes, prospectuses, all that other good stuff. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. My guest this hour is Matt Vespa from townhall.com. Now, you wrote an article about Loretta Lynch being the most apparent Supreme Court nominee. That one never sees the light of day at all, does it? There's just no way they even consider that one. That would be wasted time, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, again, Obama is kind of, you know, it doesn't get any more political than this with this fight. And you know what is, you know, how can he use this? I guess I think some Democrats would say, how do you use this to sort of better our 2016 chances? And I think with Loretta Lynch, it's kind of easy in the sense that I think they're looking for a nominee who will make history. There has never been a female black nomination to the Supreme Court, right?
Yeah.
So they're looking for women and for black voters to be kind of energized by this nomination, you know, making history and stuff. And also, it's kind of hard to say that she's a bleeding heart liberal. She's been a prosecutor for most of her life, for most of her legal career. SCOTUS blog has a pretty convincing post. Tom Goldstein said that pretty much that Obama is going to likely nominate her, but her nomination is probably going to fail on a party line vote. So you have that. On the other side, however, is again getting back to the fact that she's been vetted because she hasn't been attorney general for too long. Is the fact that Republicans have like no reason to like, you know, not hold a hearing because she's been vetted. So the whole hold the line stance of the GOP, they sort of look foolish and they could get embarrassed by this. On the other hand, there is one other justice.
I don't necessarily think that them holding hearings. If I was in charge of things, if I was Grassley, I'd go ahead all the hearings they want.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have hearings for a year. Oh, sorry. Wait a minute, Baraka. We ran out of time, buddy. Now that you're no longer the president, we don't have to consider your Supreme Court nominees. But thanks for coming, Barry. We'll see you on the basketball court.
Yeah, and Grassley has said that he's willing to entertain at least a hearing. But there is one D.C. Circuit judge, Judge Srinivasan.
Right.
Who was approved 97-0. Ted Cruz voted for him. I think during his nomination hearing, he quipped, "I hope my friendship with you doesn't endanger your nomination or something to that." And that is a person who could force Republicans to hold a hearing and maybe even a vote. I mean, he's been unanimously confirmed, so it's kind of hard. The pressure builds on, why aren't you,
I'll say this. One of the things that I have been scared, I've been very nervous with Obama about the Second Amendment, but I've also been very nervous with him about energy.
Yes.
And his Supreme Court people, Sotomayor and Kagan, had both voted against him on that.
Yeah,
they both came out against him. So I mean, I guess it's pretty liberating to be a Supreme Court justice because you can't get fired and it's appointment for life and everything. So.
Absolutely. I mean, the Clean Power Plan has been put on hold. The regulations on power plants has been stayed as huge. Right now the balance of that is in question. I mean, the thing with Sri is that he's a centrist by all accounts that we see here. And Obama probably wants to swing the court to the left. So, the thing is, does he do that as a safe choice, or does he go with someone like Loretta Lynch, or even I heard Kamala Harris has been mentioned. But, you have Republicans here. Republicans have a big stake in this too, Bill, because you hold the line, but what happens if the Democrats win the White House, maintain the White House and win back the Senate? Then there's going to be a total, there's definitely going to be a liberal who is going to probably, work to undo many of the progress that the conservatives have seen from various legal opinions, or you roll the dice with a centrist judge. They roll the dice on Second Amendment issues, roll the dice on Clean Power Plan, roll the dice on a whole host of stuff over the past 25 years. The abortion law, for example, the Texas abortion law, the 20-week ban. What's going to happen there? Are conservatives willing to tolerate that, or do they dig in, fight like heck, and keep the Senate and win back the White House, so we can get a proper and appropriate successor to Justice Scalia's imprint on our legal history?
Let me ask you a question, because something you said made me think about this. And we got about 4 minutes left, so I'm going to make a quick question and let you answer.
Sure.
Wouldn't the Republicans in the Senate, if they actually did Republican stuff, if they actually stood up to Obama, if they got out there and said, "We don't care if we close down the government," if they got out there and actually performed for what they were voted in to do, okay, they can't appease the media because the media hates them. They can't appease the media, so they're never going to make them happy. What if they just got out there and did what they actually get a mandate to do? Why would that even be a concern?
Why would that be a concern? Well, because you have, like I said, you want to keep the Senate. And right now it looks like Mark Kirk is going to go away. You have Rob Portman of Ohio all he did was give his condolences to the Scalia family, but has somewhat remained mum on whether or not he'll partake in the McConnell kind of hold the line strategy. I think people, Bill, are kind of sick of the shutdown. I think Americans voted in Republicans to take back Congress, to get stuff done, not necessarily to kind of throw sand in the gears, to quote the White House over Obama's, regret over Justice Alito, the attempt at filibuster of Justice Alito, now that he's kind of shown to be a hypocrite, but that's another whole matter. But, I think that, you know, honestly, they don't really need to move on this. I mean, there's no need to shut down the government. All they can just go about business as usual and hopefully withstand the pressure depending on the nominee. I mean, right now, polls show that the American people are split as to whether or not the vacancy should be filled in the time frame that the president wants. So, you know, there's some latitude here. So,
would it be safe to say that the half that does, wants to see that filled, or that would be the low info voter?
Well,
they just don't know any better. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you guys just say, you know, listen, just revert back to what Reid and what Schumer have said, that basically election years, presidential years are very hard for judicial nominees.
And
different reasons why. I mean, these are lifetime appointments. These are lifetime appointments made at the twilight of a presidency, and you know, no precedent over whether, you know, about this and moving forward, and the politics of all has been established. I know Arlen Specter, the late Arlen Specter, had some type of rubric etched out, but nothing ever came of it. So maybe McConnell can establish a precedent here. Maybe he won't. Depends on the nominee. We'll see what happens. Again, this is going to be this is an impending political battle, but we have many months because the Obama administration, you know, is not stupid. They're going to try to find somebody who they think will, you know, get the support of Congress and the American people and put pressure on those Republicans who are trying to, you know, hold the line. But you know, I think that's what you would say is go back to, you know, the ample precedent of this. Democrats have said about this and the implications, you know, maybe we should have a precedent of the last, you know, presidential years, twilight years of a presidency. We shouldn't move forward on such consequential appointees for our country.
I was just thinking that if I were to ever run for the Senate and then successfully win, that when they send me my new handler to tell me how I got to control myself and how I have to act in order to go along, to get along, I grab that person by the lapels of his jacket and stick my forehead about medulla oblongata deep into his face and say, I'm here because I've been elected to be here, and I'm elected to be here, so I'm here, so I'm here. And just let him try to figure all that out and just move on.
Yeah.
Because it's a damn good thing I'm not in charge of nothing. But listen, I really appreciate you spending the whole hour with me. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir.
I had a lot of fun. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. And, you know, thanks for having me on.
We'll do it again soon.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
My best of town hall. We'll be talking soon. Coming up next, yes, sir, coming up next, Cam Edwards from Cam & Company, Sirius XM, NRA. You know his credentials. I don't need to explain them to you. We'll be right back. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.